الحمد لله رب العالمين، حمدا كثيرا طيبا مباركا فيه كما يحب ربنا ويرضاه. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم. أما بعد، continuing with شرح السنة أبا الإمام البربهاري رحمه الله تعالى، قال المؤلف رحمه الله: والإيمان بالأنبياء والملائكة. الإمام البربهاري said, and to believe in the prophets and the angels. To believe in the prophets and the angels. Moving on to the explanation, الشرح. قال الشيخ ربيع حفظه الله: الإيمان بالأنبياء والملائكة من أركان الإيمان، دل على ذلك الكتاب والسنة وإجماع المسلمين. To have faith in the prophets and the angels is from the pillars of al-Iman. It is from the pillars of faith. To have faith in the prophets and the angels is from the pillars of faith. Min arkani al-Iman. And this is established by the Quran, by the Sunnah, and the consensus of the Muslims. Qala ta'ala, from the proofs and the evidences that establish the pillars of faith, is the saying of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala: لَيْسَ الْبِرْ أَن تُوَلُّوا وَجُوهَكُمْ قِبْلَ الْمَشْرِقِ وَالْمَغْرِبِ. It is not piety that you turn your faces towards the east and the west. وَلَكِنَّ الْبِرَّ مَنْ آمَنَ بِاللَّهِ وَالْيَوْمِ الْآخِرِ وَالْمَلَائِكَةِ وَالْكِتَابِ وَالنَّبِيِّينَ. But piety is for the one who believes in Allah, the last day, the angels, the books, and the prophets. Surah Al-Baqarah, verse 177. Surah Al-Baqarah, verse 177. لَيْسَ الْبِرَّ أَن تُوَلُّوا وَجُوهَكُمْ قِبْلَ الْمَشْرِقِ وَالْمَغْرِبِ. It is not piety that you turn your faces to the east and the west. وَلَكِنَّ الْبِرَّ مَنْ آمَنَ بِاللَّهِ. However, piety is that the individual believes in Allah, وَالْيَوْمِ الْآخِرِ وَالْمَلَائِكَةِ وَالْكِتَابِ وَالنَّبِيِّينَ. And the last day, the angels, the book, and the prophets. وَقَالَ تَعَالَى, and Allah, the Mighty and Majestic, He said, آمَنَ الرَّسُولُ بِمَا أُنزِلَ إِلَيْهِ مِنْ رَبِّهِ وَالْمُؤْمِنُونَ. كُلٌّ آمَنَ بِاللَّهِ وَمَلَائِكَتِهِ وَكُتُبِهِ وَرُسُلِهِ. The Messenger, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, believes in what has been sent down to him from his Lord. And so do the believers. Each one believes in Allah, his angels, his books, and his messengers. And that's Surah Al-Baqarah, verse 285. وقال تعالى: likewise, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He said, قولوا آمنا بالله وما أنزل إلينا وما أنزل إلى إبراهيم وإسماعيل وإسحاق ويعقوب والأسباط وما أوتي موسى وعيسى وما أوتي النبيون من ربهم لا نفرق بين أحد منهم ونحن له مسلمون. Say, we believe in Allah and that which has been sent down to us, and that which has been sent down to Ibrahim and Ismail, Ishaq, Ya'qub, and the 12 sons of Ya'qub, Al-Asbaq, and that which has been given to Musa and Isa, and that which has been given to the prophets from their Lord, we make no distinction between any of them. And to him we have submitted, we are Muslims. Question with regards to this ayah: وَمَا أُنزِلَ إِلَىٰ إِبْرَاهِيمَ وَإِسْمَعِيلَ. Why is it إبراهيم إلى إبراهيم؟ Why is it وإسماعيل وإسحاق ويعقوب؟ Because إلى, we know, is حرف الجر, meaning it makes the word that follows it become majroor. So why is it Ismaila? That's the only reason. What's it called? What's it known as? لكن هناك شيء آخر ممنوع من الصرف. لماذا يا أنس؟ أحسنت. When we say ممنوع من الصرف, it means there are some words in the Arabic language that لا يقبل التنوين. They don't take and accept the تنوين. They do not accept the تنوين. And they are known as ممنوع من الصرف. And the reason why they don't accept التنوين, because يشبه الفعل بوجود علتين فرعيتين. They resemble a verb. A verb, الفعل in the Arabic language, does it take a تنوين? Muhammad? الفعل يقبل التنوين?
لا, أبدا.
نعم. The verb, it never takes تنوين. Whether it's الماضي, المضارع, الأمر, it will never take a تنوين. So the ulama of al-Nahw, the scholars of Arabic grammar, they say, there are words that are nouns, من الأسماء, they resemble the verb, they're still nouns. بوجودي علتين فرعيتين. And they have two weaknesses. The first, they say, it goes back to, in this instance here, العالمية. It's a proper noun. And the second weakness, with regards to these names, is that originally they are foreign names. نعم. So this is known as ممنوع من الصرف. And it's at the end of book one. هذا في آخر كتاب الأول من كتب المدينة. That is at the end of the Medina book one, right at the end. So again, alhamdulillah, if you study Medina book one, then alhamdulillah, this would be clear to you. When you read the ayah, you would know why you recite it and you read it. وَمَا أُنزِلَ إِلَىٰ إِبْرَاهِيمَ وَإِسْمَاعِيلَ وَإِسْحَاقِ. You don't say إِلَىٰ إِبْرَاهِيمٍ. And also, something else. Tell me something else about إِبْرَاهِيمَ. Okay, it's ممنوع من الصرف. لا يقبل التنوين بسبب العالمية, because of it being a proper noun and a foreign name. However, what else? علامة الجر is what? متوكل. نعم, علامة الجر in these type of nouns, نعم, is فتحة نيابة عن الكسرة. نيابة عن الكسرة. So whereas an ordinary noun would be مجرور, it would take a كسرة. These, instead of a كسرة, they take a فتحة, which signifies that it's مجرور. Again, these principles, alhamdulillah, they're beneficial. Even though we're not studying Nahu right now, still, it's important for all of us to learn. Even with the recitation of the Qur'an. When you hear the Qur'an be recited, you can understand why is it recited in this fashion. Naam. And it helps what? Siyanat al-lisan anil-khata. It protects your tongue from making mistakes. Likewise, it allows you to understand the Qur'an and the Sunnah correctly. May Allah give us understanding of the book and the Sunnah. Naam. So then the Shaykh, he continued, he said, وَفِي حَدِيثِ جِبْرِيلِ حينما جاء إلى رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. And these pillars of faith. Likewise, the Shaykh is just mentioning some of the proofs and evidences, alhamdulillah, that establishes these arkan, arkan al-iman, the pillars of iman. The pillars of iman, what are they? Give me one. To believe in? What's the first? To believe in Allah. Second? Labas, to believe in the prophets. Tfadda, give me one. Huh? To believe in the angels. Abdurrahman, give me one.
To believe in the books.
To believe in the books. So that's four. Tfadda. We already said that. To believe in Allah. Rashad. La. You've already had your answer. Tfadda. Divine decree. Ahsan. That's five. One left. Tfadda. We mentioned to believe in the books. One left from the Arkan al-Iman. So we've had to believe in Allah, to believe in the angels, to believe in the books, to believe in the prophets. Ahsan, to believe in the last day. Naam, the Arkan al-Iman. Every single one of us, young and old, should know those pillars of faith. But at the same time, alhamdulillah, we know them ijmalan, but at the same time, we strive to learn about them tafsir and in detail. What does it mean when we say to believe in Allah? What does it mean when we say to believe in His angels? What does it mean to believe in His books? What does it mean to believe in His prophets? What does it mean to believe in the divine decree? What does it mean to believe in the last day? We learn Naam. Also about the details of these beliefs. So the Shaykh, he said, وَفِي حَدِيثِ جِبْرِيلِ حِينَمَا جَاءَ إِلَىٰ رَسُولِ اللَّهِ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ وَسَأَلَهُ عَنِ الْإِسْلَامِ. There comes in the hadith of Jibreel when he came to the Messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم and asked him about al-Islam. The well-known hadith of Jibreel. The well-known hadith of Jibreel. فَقَالَ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ. The Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم responded and replied to him, explaining what al-Islam is, and he said, al-Islam an tashhada an la ilaha illallah wa anna Muhammadan Rasulullah wa tuqim as-salah wa tu'ti az-zakah wa tasum Ramadan wa tahujj al-bayta in istata'ta ilayhi sabila. He said, Islam is to testify that none has the right to be worshipped in truth except Allah, and that Muhammad is the messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and to establish the prayer and give a zakah and fast Ramadan and to perform al-hajj to the house if you are able. These are what? Known as what? Arkan al-Islam, the pillars of Islam. They are known as the pillars of al-Islam. And Jibreel, he says, sadaqt. And remember in the hadith of Jibreel, how he came respectfully. فَوَضَعَ مَاذَا. What's the hadith? You memorized it, right? In school? Fadhal, Abdul Aziz. وَضَعَ كَفَيْهِ عَلَى. Allah al-Musta'an, ya Abdul Aziz. Who else? Ihsan. وَضَعَ كَفَيْهِ عَلَى فَخِذَيْهِ وَمَاذَا وَأَسْنَدَ. Ahsant. The way that Jibreel, he came and he sat with the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Look at the etiquette between the student and the teacher. So likewise, Jibreel, he says, sadaqta, you spoke the truth. Qal, fa'akhbirni anil iman. Jibreel, he said to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, tell me about faith. Qala an tu'mina billahi wa malaikatihi wa kutubihi wa rusulihi wal yawm al-akhir wa tu'mina bil qadri khayrihi wa sharrihi. He said, iman, faith, is to believe in Allah and His angels, His books, His messengers, His prophets, the last day, and to believe in the divine decree, the good of it and the bad of it. So the Shaykh, he said, فَيَجِبُ عَلَى كُلِّ عَبْدٍ أَنْ يُؤْمِنَ بِاللَّهِ وَمَلَائِكَتِهِ وَكُتُبِهِ وَرُسُلِهِ وَالْيَوْمِ الْآخِرِ وَبِالْقَدْرِ خَيْرِهِ وَشَرِّهِ. It is compulsory that every servant believes in Allah, His angels, His books, His messengers, the last day and the divine decree, the good of it and the bad of it. فَمَنْ أَخَلَّ بِوَاحِدٍ مِنْ هَذِهِ الْأَرْكَانِ فَوَ كَافِرٍ. And understand that. Whoever rejects any of these pillars of Iman is a disbeliever. Whoever rejects any of the pillars of Iman is a disbeliever. فَمَنْ أَخَلَّ بِوَاحِدٍ مِنْ هَذِهِ الْأَرْكَانِ فَوَ كَافِرٍ. وَعَلَى الْعَبْدِ أَنْ يُؤْمِنَ بِالْكُتُبِ وَالْأَنْبِيَاءِ وَالرُّسُلِ عَلَى الْإِجْمَالِ لَا يَسْتَثْنِي مِنْ ذَلِكَ أَحَدًا. It is upon the servant to believe in the books and the prophets and messengers, absolutely in general. We believe in all of the prophets. We believe in all of the messengers. We believe in all of the books, عَلَى الْإِجْمَالِ, in the absolute general sense. And we do not exclude any of the Anbiya or any of the prophets or any of the books. Is that clear? That's in terms of al-ijmal, generally. However, likewise, وَأَنْ يُؤْمِنَ بِأَفْرَادِ الرُّسُلُ وَالْأَنْبِيَاءِ وَالْكُتَبَ الَّتِي نَصَى عَلَيْهَا الْقُرْآنُ وَالسُّنَّةِ. And to believe in the specific messengers and prophets and books which are mentioned in the Qur'an and the Sunnah. So now we believe in all of the prophets, all of the messengers, all of the books generally. And at the same time, we believe in the specific messengers and books and prophets that are mentioned in the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Because how many prophets were there? 25,000. Prophets? 25,000. Tomorrow I want the answer. كما جاء في الحديث. How many prophets were there? How many prophets were there? And I want the dalil. من أخرجه من صحابي ومن صححه هكذا. Who's the companion? Who narrated it? Where is the hadith found? نعم. فمن كفر بواحد من الأنبياء فقد كفر بالجميع. نعم. Whoever denies and rejects one prophet as disbelieved in all of them. كما قال تعالى في قوم نوح. As Allah, He said concerning the people of Nuh, كذبت قوم نوح المرسلين. The people of Nuh, they disbelieved and rejected all of the messengers. The people of Nuh, they rejected and they disbelieved in all of the messengers. وفي قوم هود, and Allah said about the people of Hud, كذبت عاد المرسلين. عاد, they rejected and they disbelieved in all of the messengers. How many messengers did they disbelieve in? I think you had the right answer. نعم أحسنت. وهم ما كذبوا إلا نبي واحدة. And they, these individuals, they only rejected and they denied one messenger. But Allah Azza wa Jalla said concerning them what? كذبت قوم نوح إن المرسلين. The people of Nuh, they rejected all of the messengers. Because if you disbelieve in one messenger, you disbelieve in all of them. لا نفرق بين أحد منهم. We don't make any distinction between any of them. وقال تعالى, also Allah the Mighty and Majestic, He said, concerning the people of Salih, كذبت ثمود المرسلين. The people of Thamud, they denied and they rejected the messengers. وكل أمة ما كذبت إلا رسولا واحدا. And we see that each of these nations, they only rejected and disbelieved in one of the messengers. But Allah Azza wa Jal, He said that they disbelieved in all of them. وقال تعالى, and Allah the Mighty and Majestic, He said, and the reason why the Shaykh is going to explain it, if you disbelieve in one messenger, you disbelieve in all of them, why? He's going to, inshallah, يَشْرَحُ الْعِلَّ فِي ذَلِكَ, the reason behind that. But before that, Allah the Mighty and Majestic, He said in Surah An-Nisa, verse 150 to 151, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ يَكْفُرُونَ بِاللَّهِ وَرُسُلِهِ وَيُرِيدُونَ أَن يُفَرِّقُوا بَيْنَ اللَّهِ وَرُسُلِهِ وَيَقُولُونَ نُؤْمِن بِبَعْضٍ وَنَكْفُرُ بِبَعْضٍ وَيُرِيدُونَ أَن يَتَّخِذُوا بَيْنَ ذَلِكَ سَبِيلًا أُولَئِكَ هُمُ الْكَافِرُونَ حَقًّا وَأَعْتَدْنَا لِلْكَافِرِينَ عَذَابًا مُهِينًا. Verily those who disbelieve in Allah and His Messenger, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ يَكْفُرُونَ بِاللَّهِ وَرُسُلِهِ, verily those who disbelieve in Allah and His Messengers, وَيُرِيدُونَ أَن يُفَرِّقُوا بَيْنَ اللَّهِ وَرُسُلِهِ, and they want to make a distinction between Allah and His Messengers, saying, وَيَقُولُونَ نُؤْمِنُ بِبَعْضٍ وَنَكْفُرُ بِبَعْضٍ, they say, we believe in some but reject others. وَيُرِيدُونَ أَن يَتَّخِذُوا بَيْنَ ذَلِكَ سَبِيلًا, and they wish to adopt a way in between. Look what Allah says about them. أُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْكَافِرُونَ حَقًّا, they are in truth disbelievers. Allah described them as being disbelievers حقًا, in truth and in reality. وَأَعْتَدْنَا لِلْكَافِرِينَ عَذَابًا مُهِينًا, and for the disbelievers, we have prepared a humiliating torment. So the Shaykh, he explains, وَذَلِكَ لِأَنَّهُ لَمَّا كَانَتْ رِسَالَاتُ الرُّسُلِ كُلُّهَا تَشْتَرِكُ فِي أَصْلِ أُصُولِ الْإِسْلَامِ أَلَا وَهُوَ التَّوْحِيدِ. He said, this is because the messages of all of the messengers agree and unite upon the foundations of Al-Islam. The primary foundation of Al-Islam, which is At-Tawheed. So all of the messages of the messengers all unite and agree concerning At-Tawheed. كَانَ مَنْ كَذَّبَ رَسُولًا وَاحِدًا وَكَفَرَ بِهِ فَإِنَّمَا كَذَّبَ الرُّسُلْ جَمِيعًا وَكَفَرَ بِرِسَالَاتِهِمْ جَمِيعًا. So therefore, the one who disbelieves in one messenger, in reality, he has rejected and disbelieved in all of them and in the message of all of them. Is that clear? That's wadih? Repeat it? Na'am. The Shaykh, he said, ذَلِكَ لِأَنَّهُ لَمَّا كَانَتْ رِسَالَاتُ الرُّسُلِ كُلُّهَا تَشْتَرِكُ فِي أَصْلِ أُصُولِ الْإِسْلَامِ أَلَا وَهُوَ التَّوْحِيدِ. كان من كذب الرسول واحدا وكفر به فإنما كذب الرسل جميعا وكفر برسالتهم جميعا. He said, this is because the messages of all of the messengers agree and unite upon the foundation, the primary foundation of Islam, which is Tawheed. So whoever rejects one messenger has in essence disbelieved in all of the messengers and denied them all of their messages. Because if you reject the message of one, you've rejected the message of all of them. That's clear? Na'am. طيب. قال تعالى, as Allah the Most High, He said, highlighting and proving that all of the da'wah, the call of all of the prophets was one. Allah, He said, وَلَقَدْ بَعَثْنَا فِي كُلِّ أُمَّةٍ رَسُولًا أَنِ اعْبُدُوا اللَّهَ وَاجْتَنِبُوا الطَّاغُوتَ. And we sent to every nation a messenger commanding them to worship Allah alone and stay away from the false deities and to abandon the false deities. فَكُلُّ الرُّسُلْ عَلَيْهِمُ الصَّلَاةُ وَالسَّلَامُ اِشْتَرَكُوا فِي الدَّعْوَةِ إِلَى التَّوْحِيدِ وَمُحَارَبَةِ الشِّرْكِ. قَالَ تَعَالَى. So every messenger agreed and united upon their call to tawheed and their struggle against shirk. So now this is highlighting, alhamdulillah, a very important matter. If we want to recognize those people that are upon the path of the messengers, al-anbiya, alhamdulillah, نَنْظُرُوا إِلَى دَعْوَتِهِمْ. We look to their da'wah. هَلْ عِنْدُهُمْ تَرْكِيز عَلَى التَّوْحِيدِ الدَّعْوَةِ إِلَى التَّوْحِيدِ وَمُحَارَبَةِ الشِّرْكِ. Do they focus on teaching tawheed? Na'am, and propagating it and implementing it. And likewise, do they warn against shirk? Is that their da'wah? Alhamdulillah, إِذَا وَجَنَّ ذَلِكَ فَهُمْ عَلَى طَرِيقِ الْأَنْبِيَاء. Then they are upon the path of the prophets and the messengers. However, if we see individuals, يَهْتَمُونَ بَسْ بِفَضَائِلِ الْأَعْمَالِ, they concern themselves about virtuous actions, لكن لا يهتمون بالتوحيد, they have no concern about توحيد. فهم يسكتون عن الشرك وعن المشركين, they remain silent about shirk and the people of shirk. ولا يلتفتون إليه ولا يحركون ساكنة, and they don't even move a finger concerning it. Then we know هم على الضلالة وهم خالفوا طريق الرسل عليهم الصلاة والسلام. Like جماعة التبليغ. Like جماعة التبليغ. Likewise, if we see individuals بس يتكلمون في السياسة, all they do is talk about politics. السياسة. ويشغلون الناس بالسياسة. نعم. ولا يهتمون بالتوحيد. ويسكتون عن الشرك. Then likewise we know that they're not upon the path of the messengers. So alhamdulillah, when we understand these things, it is no doubt, alhamdulillah, a way, numayiz, that we distinguish between the people of truth and the people of falsehood. فَكُلُّ الرُّسُلُ عَلَيْهِمُ الصَّلَاةُ وَالسَّلَامُ اشتركوا في الدعوة إلى التوحيد ومحاربة الشرك بالله. All of the messengers agreed and united upon their call to tawheed and their struggle against shirk. That's the most important thing. Remember, who can remind us of the hadith al-bitaqa that we took when we spoke about the issue of the mizan? Naam, tfaddal. Who can remind me about the hadith al-bitaqa, the hadith of the parchment? What was the hadith? Abdul Malik, tfaddal. Yes, what about them? ninety-nine scrolls of bad deeds will be placed on one side. The bitaqa, the parchment or the card with the shahada, la ilaha illallah, will be placed upon the other. What will happen? Ahsant. Naam. La ilaha illallah, the testification, la ilaha illallah, will outweigh the 99 scrolls containing the bad deeds. Highlighting what? Highlighting, brothers and sisters, the importance of a tawheed. The importance of a tawheed in the akhirah, in the hereafter. Likewise, the Shaykh, he mentioned some ayat. Naam, qala ta'ala, Allah Azza wa Jal, Allah the Mighty and Majestic, he said, إِنَّهُ مَنْ يُشْرِكْ بِاللَّهِ فَقَدْ حَرَّمَ اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ الْجَنَّةَ وَمَأْوَاهُ النَّارُ وَمَا لِلظَّالِمِينَ مِنْ أَنصَارِ. Whoever associates partners with Allah, then Allah Azza wa Jal has forbidden paradise for them. Allah has forbidden paradise for them, and the fire will be his abode, and for the wrongdoers, there are no helpers. For the wrongdoers, there are no helpers. Likewise, Allah Azza wa Jal said, and that was Surah Al-Ma'idah, verse number 72. So look, if a person dies upon a shirk, he's forbidden from entering Jannah. May Allah Azza wa Jal protect us all from that. So how can an individual not focus on calling to tawheed, the implementation of a tawheed, warning against shirk and the abandonment of shirk? Because if your da'wah is not built upon that, then What's going to benefit? ماذا ينفعك وينفع الناس? What's going to benefit you and benefit the people? إذا كانوا واقعين في الشرك والمخالفات, especially if they are falling into shirk. والعياذ بالله. Likewise, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He said, إن الله لا يغفر أن يشرك به ويغفر ما دون ذلك لمن يشاء ومن يشرك بالله فقد افترى إثما عظيما. Verily, Allah does not forgive that partners be associated with Him, but He forgives anything lesser than that for those whom He wills. And whoever associates partners with Allah, then surely they have told a great lie. They have fabricated and invented a great lie. Na'am. فَمَنْ يُشْرِكْ بِاللَّهِ شَيْئًا فَقَدْ خَالَفَ الْأَنْبِيَاءَ وَالرُّسُلْ جَمِيعًا فِي تَوْحِيدِهِمْ وَمُحَارَبَتِهِمْ لِلشِّرْكِ. So understand, brothers and sisters, that whoever associates partners with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has opposed all of the prophets and messengers in their tawheed and their struggle and their battle against shirk. They have opposed all of the messengers and the prophets in their struggle and their battle against shirk. ويقول رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. Likewise, the Shaykh mentions the hadith. The Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, he mentioned, وهذا الحديث أخرجه الإمام البخاري, collected by البخاري, and likewise Muslim. The Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, he said, أنا أولى الناس بابن مريم. I am the most deserving of the people to the son of Mary. والأنبياء and the prophets, أولاد علات. They are children of different parents. They have different mothers. لَيْسَ بَيْنِي وَبَيْنَهُ نَبِيٍّ. And there's not a prophet between him and myself. There's not a prophet between him and I. And in one riwayah, there comes, في riwayatin, وَدِينَهُ وَاحِدٍ. Their religion is one. So all of the prophets, their religion, the foundation of their religion is one. It's a da'wah to tawheed. It's calling to tawheed and warning against shirk. الشاهد من الحديث, the Shaykh, he said, the relevant part here from this hadith, أَنَّ دِينَ الْأَنْبِيَاءِ جَمِيعِهِمْ دِينٌ وَاحِدٌ أَلَا وَهُوَ الْإِسْلَامِ فَمَنْ فَرَّقَ بَيْنَ الْأَنْبِيَاءِ فَآمَنَ بِبَعْضِهِمْ وَكَفَرَ بِبَعْضٍ وَلَوْ كَانَ وَاحِدًا فَقَدْ كَفَرَ بِجَمِيعِ الْأَنْبِيَاءِ وَرِسَالَاتِهِمْ كَمَا هُوَ حَالُ الْيَهُودَ الَّذِينَ يُؤْمِنُونَ بِبَعْضِ الْأَنْبِيَاءِ وَيَكْفُرُونَ بِبَعْضِهِمْ بَلْ وَيَقْتُلُونَهُمْ. Naam. So the Shaykh, he said, the relevant part of the hadith here is that the religion of the prophets is one, and it is Islam. What is Islam? So in the general sense, وَقَدْ أَخَذْنَا هَذَا فِي ثَلَاثَةِ الْأُصُولِ. We took this in the three fundamental principles, and likewise, we took it in كَشْفَ الشُّبَهَاتِ. الْإِسْلَامُ لَهُ الْمَعْنَى الْعَامُ. It has a general meaning. وَلَهُ الْمَعْنَى الْخَاصُ. And it has a specific meaning. What is the meaning of Islam in the general meaning? Fadhal, na'am, Abdul Rahim. In the general meaning. Al-Islam, in the general meaning, is what? Al-Istislam lillahi bit-tawheed. Wal-inqiyad lahu bit-ta'a. Wal-bara'atu min ash-shirki wa ahlihi. It is to submit and surrender to Allah with the tawheed. Al-inqiyad, al-Istislam lillahi bit-tawheed. والانقياد له بالطاعة والبراءة من الشرك وأهله, and to free oneself from shirk and the people of a shirk. نعم. That's in the general sense. So in that sense, all of the Anbiya, they were Muslims. صحيح؟ نعم. In the general sense, all of the Anbiya, all of the prophets, all of the messengers, they were Muslims. Islam in the specific sense is what? نعم. The religion that Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم came with easy. وَمَنْ يَبْتَغِي غَيْرِ الْإِسْلَامِ دِينًا فَلَنْ يُقْبَلَ مِنْهُ. Whoever desires a religion other than the religion of Islam, it will never be accepted from him, ever. So the Shaykh, he continued, he said, So whoever differentiates between the prophets, where they believe in some and disbelieve in others, even if it is just one that they disbelieve in, then they have disbelieved in all of the prophets and their messages. And this is the state of the Yahud. Those who believe in some of the prophets and they disbelieve in others. Rather, they actually murdered some of them. وَكَفَرُوا بِعِيسَى They disbelieved in Isa عليه الصلاة والسلام وَرِسَالَتِهِ وَقَذَفُوهُ وَأُمَّهُ They disbelieved in Isa. They denied Isa, Jesus عليه الصلاة والسلام and his message and they accused him and his mother of awful things that they were innocent of. وَيَزْعُمُونَ And they claim أنهم قتلوه وصلبوه ويتباهون بذلك and they claimed that they killed Isa and they crucified him and they boasted about this. إخوان الحمد لله again this is another دليل that أهل الإسلام الحمد لله وكذلك جعلناكم أمة وسطا that we made you a balanced nation. We made you a balanced nation because the Muslims are in the middle. We do not reject any prophet and messenger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, of God. None of them. Rather, we believe in all of them. Whereas you have individuals, they rejected some of the Anbiya. Like for example, the Yahud, they rejected Isa alayhi salatu wasalam. And they accused, as the Shaykh he mentioned, Isa and his mother of awful things, of immorality, what they were free of. Then you have, ماذا? The Nasara, the Christians. On the other extreme, they go to Ghulu. With regards to Isa alayhi salatu wasalam. And they claim that Isa, he was God, wal-iyadu billah. And at the same time, they rejected the message of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasalam. But Ahl al-Islam, the Muslims, alhamdulillah, وَكَذَلِكَ جَعَلْنَاكُمْ أُمَّةً وَسَطًا We made you a balanced nation, a moderate nation. فِي عَقِيدَتِكُمْ In your belief. فِي عِبَادَتِكُمْ In your worship. Now, في جميع أمور دينكم, in all of the affairs of your religion, أهل الإسلام, they are wasat. The Muslims are balanced in their belief, in their worship, in their معاملات, in their dealings, in their أخلاق, in every matter of the deen, everything. أهل الإسلام are the balanced nation. Though even in worship, if we take worship, look, you have some groups, they go to the Nasara, now from amongst them, they have those who believe in at-tabattul and not getting married. That they never get married and they have to abstain from women in totality. And they believe this is ibadah. And Allah Azza wa Jalla censored them for that. The Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, what did he say? Amma ana fa atazawwaju an-nisa. As for me, I marry women. And at the end of it, he said, فَمَنْ رَغِبَ عَنْ سُنَّةِ فَلَيْسَ مِنِّي Whoever dislikes my sunnah, he is not from me. But that's not a proof, brothers and sisters, for an individual. أَنْ يَتَزَوَّجْ وَيُطَلِّقْ وَيَتَزَوَّجْ وَيُطَلِّقْ No, that's getting married to stay married. That's what men do. Not تَتَزَوَّجْ ثُمَّ تَفِرْ مِنْ أَهْلِكْ That you marry and then you run away from your family. لا. And likewise, sisters. So the statement, I marry women, is not just to تَفْتَخِرْ, to boast about it and say, I marry women. No, that you marry women and you're a family man. Anyone could just get married and have children and behave like an alley cat. That's not what it means. I get married and now, no doubt, the Prophet ﷺ, we saw an example, he took care of his families. In every ma'an of the kalima, of qawam. But you find the Nasara, and look what happens. When you deviate from the shara of Allah Azza wa Jal, it leads to all types of immorality. You can't get married? Look what happens. وَالْعِيَذُ بِاللَّهِ Shaitan's going to open up haram avenues. And all types of atrocities are going to take place. Why? Because you deviate from the shara of Allah. So even in ibadah, the Muslims are wasat. Likewise, mu'amalat, business dealings. The deen of Islam is wasat. وَكَذَلِكَ جَعَلْنَاكُمْ أُمَّةً وَسَطًا We made you the balanced nation. نعم الله عز وجل أحل لنا البيع والشراء Allah made it lawful for us to buy and sell. However, what? حرم الربا. He made unlawful الربا. Doing transactions and based upon usury and interest. So the deen of Islam is balanced. The moderate path في جميع الجوانب. So then the Shaykh, he continued, he said, فكذبهم الله وبين افتراءاتهم عليه وعلى أمه وبين أنهم كذبوا في دعوة أنهم قتلوه وصلبوه. Allah Azza wa Jal declared them to be liars and exposed their fabrications and slanders against his mother and against Isa. And Allah clarified that they lied when they claimed to have killed and crucified him. Allah Azza wa Jalla, he says, subhanahu wa ta'ala, وَمَا قَتَلُوهُ وَمَا صَلَبُوهُ وَلَكِنْ شُبِّهَ لَهُمْ. They didn't kill him. They didn't crucify him. But the resemblance of Isa was placed on another man. Is that clear? That's wadih? Somebody may say to you, من الضلال, from the people of misguidance, they may ask you, is Isa, is he alive or is he dead? What's the jawab, ya Hassan? Anta. Alhamdulillah, just the fact that you said which one, you know which one, alhamdulillah, jazakumullah khairan. Okay, so if one of the dhullal was to say to you, and they quoted the ayah from Surah Al-Imran, إِذْ قَالَ اللَّهُ يَا عِيسَى إِنِّي مُتَوَفِّيكَ, that mention when Allah said to Isa, إِنِّي مُتَوَفِّيكَ, and they say this means that I'm going to take your life. How do you respond to that? وَرَافِعُكَ إِلَيَّ, and I'm going to raise you to myself. How do you respond to that? They say the word, إِنِّي مُتَوَفِّيكَ, I'm going to take your life. Because tawaffa, he passed away. What's the jawab to that? And you have dhullal, they try and utilize that, even though alhamdulillah, we mentioned in the ayah in Surah An-Nisa, وَمَا قَتَلُوهُ وَمَا صَلَبُوهُ, they didn't kill him, nor did they crucify him. What's the answer to that? Mustafa, mother inda. Khalas, that's a question for tomorrow, inshallah. Naam, so the Shaykh, he continued, he said, وَالنَّصَارَى كَذَّبُوا وَكَفَرُوا بِخَاتَمِ الْأَنْبِيَاءِ مُحَمَّدٍ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ وَبِرِسَالَتِهِ. Whereas the Nasara, the Christians, they denied and they disbelieved in Muhammad صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ and his message. And they are deniers and disbelievers in all the prophets and the messengers and their messages. وَكَافِرُونَ بِكُلِّ الْأَنْبِيَاءِ وَرِسَالَاتِهِمْ. وَتَكْذِيبُ الْيَهُودِ, let's finish this inshallah, this point. وَتَكْذِيبُ الْيَهُودِ وَالنَّصَارَ بِمُحَمَّدٍ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ قَائِمٌ عَلَى الْكِتْمَانِ وَالْعِنَادِ. The Shaykh, he said, the denial of the Jews and the Christians of Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم is based on their concealment of knowledge and their stubborn rejection of the truth. The reason, وَذَلِكَ أَنَّ مُحَمَّدٍ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ قَدْ نَوَّهَ اللَّهُ بِهِ بَلْ صَرَّحَ بِاسْمِهِ وَصِفَاتِهِ وَصِفَاتِ أَصْحَابِهِ رِضْوَانُ اللَّهِ عَلَيْهِمْ فِي التَّوْرَاةِ وَالْإِنْجِيلِ. And the reason that why the Shaykh, he said, is because Allah praised Muhammad and mentioned his qualities. Rather, he clearly mentioned his name, his attributes, and the attributes of his companions in the Torah, and the Injil, the Gospel. Na'am, Allah Azza wa Jal, he mentioned the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, his name, his attributes, the attributes of his companions in the Torah and in the Injil. As Allah Azza wa Jalla, he said, subhanahu wa ta'ala, Muhammad al-Rasulullah, وَالَّذِينَ مَعَهُ أَشِدَّاءُ عَلَى الْكُفَّارِ رُحَمَاءُ بَيْنَهُمْ. Muhammad is the messenger of Allah. And those who are with him, they are stern towards the people of disbelief and merciful amongst themselves. تَرَاهُمْ رُكَّعًا سُجَّدًا يَبْتَغُونَ فَضْلًا مِّنَ اللَّهِ وَرِضْوَانًا. You see them, they make ruku', they bow, and they prostrate, and they seek bounty from Allah and His pleasure. No doubt in that, brothers and sisters, is a tazkiyah, a commendation for the companions, رِضْوَانُ عَلَيْهِمْ, that they were people of righteousness and piety. And look, their unity was based upon that. You find them, tarahum, rukka'an, they bow together, sujjadan, they prostrate. Na'am, showing the importance of what? The jama'ah, unity, based upon al-rahmah. That's why Shaykh al-Islam ibn Taymiyyah, he said that as-sunnah maqruna bil-jama'ah. Sunnah, it is connected and linked to the jama'ah. Whenever you find sunnah, you find unity upon it. And if you don't find it, there's something wrong. There's a sickness, there's a marad somewhere. Either it's because of the evil souls of the individuals or because of their opposition to the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. As-sunnah maqruna bil-jama'ah. Sunnah, it is connected to the jama'ah, congregation. Wal-bid'ah maqruna bil-furqa. And innovation, it is always coupled to splitting and differing. That's why Ahlul Sunnah are called Ahlul Sunnati wal Jama'ah. People of unity, people of congregation, the Jama'ah, the people of the Sunnah. And the people of innovation, they're known as Ahlul Bid'ati wal Furqa, the people of innovation and splitting and dividing. Naam. So that's an important point to know. Shaykh al-Islam ibn Taymiyyah. That's why, ikhwan, min usuli ahli sunnah, from the fundamentals of the people of the sunnah, is unity upon the sunnah. That's why the one who strives to bring about this unity through his tongue or through his actions, hadha ala khatarin azim, that person's in a dangerous predicament, whether he knows it or not. وَلَا يُعَانَ عَلَى ذَلِكَ And he's not assisted or aided in that. بَلْ يُنصَحْ He's advised. And يُكُفْ لِسَانَهُ وَيَدُهُ عَنِ الْمُسْلِمِينَ That he refrains, that he holds back his tongue and his hands from the Muslims. And that is why, brothers and sisters, as we mentioned in Friday's class, from the reasons of a hard heart, كَثْرَةُ الْكَلَامِ بِغَيْرِ ذِكْرِ اللَّهِ People talk too much without remembering Allah. People just talk too much, running your mouth, that it makes the heart hard. So look, Allah Azza wa Jalla, He praised the companions. تَرَاهُمْ رُكَّعًا سُجَّدًا يَبْتَغُونَ فَضْلًا مِّنَ اللَّهِ وَرِضْوَانًا And Allah attested, subhanahu wa ta'ala, to their purity of their intention, to their ikhlas. يَبْتَغُونَ فَضْلًا They seek the bounty of Allah and His pleasure. They don't do it for anything else. They're مُخْلِصُونَ فِي أَعْمَالِهِمْ They do it seeking the face of Allah Azza wa Jalla. سِيمَاهُمْ فِي وُجُوهِهِمْ مِّنْ أَثَرِ السُّجُودِ You see the mark on them, on their faces. Some of the ulama, they say brightness of the face. Some of them say the prostration mark. You see it upon them. But the prostration mark, not that you get a rub and you start rubbing your head to have a prostration mark. That you hear some people doing. That they get a rub and they rub their head so they can have a prostration mark. Are you Majnoon? Naam. That's a prostration mark that comes naturally. سِيمَاهُمْ فِي وُجُوهِهِمْ مِنْ أَثَرِ السُّجُودِ ذَٰلِكَ مَثَلَهُمْ فِي التَّوْرَاتِ That was the example of them that is mentioned in the Torah. And that's the Shahid. That is the example that is mentioned in the Torah. وَمَثَلَهُمْ فِي الْإِنْجِيلِ The example that is present in the Injil. كَزَرْعٍ أَخْرَجَ شَطْأَهُ فَآزَرَهُ فَاسْتَغْلَظَ فَاسْتَوَى عَلَى سُوقِهِ And the example in the Injil, in the Gospel, is what? The example in the Gospel, in the Injil, is like a seed which sends forth its shoot and makes it strong and it becomes thick and it stands straight on its stem, delighting the one who planted it, the sowers. يُعْجِبُ الزُّرَّاعِ لِيَغِيظَ بِهِمَ الْكُفَّارِ Delighting the sowers, the ones who planted it, that he may enrage the disbelievers with them. وَعَدُ اللَّهُ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ مِنْهُمْ مَغْفِرَةً وَأَجْرًا عَظِيمًا And Allah has promised those who believe and do righteous deeds forgiveness and a great reward. That is in Surah Al-Fath, verse number 29. Brothers and sisters, again, this is, inshallah, it's going to come later when we talk about the companions in more detail, inshallah ta'ala. But briefly, that is clear that all of the companions are udul, all of them are trustworthy. You don't have to look, مَا نَبْحَثْ أَنْ أَحْوَالِ الصَّحَابَةِ Yani, we don't look at the state of the companions min hayth al-qubul wal-rad, whether their narrations are accepted or rejected, لِأَنَّهُمْ كُلُّهُمْ عُدُولُ All of them are trustworthy. Allah Azza wa Jalla declared them to be trustworthy. Allah Azza wa Jalla declared them to be trustworthy. Allah mentioned about their ikhlas, their sincerity. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned kadhalik about they were a people of salah, a people of prayer. Allah Azza wa Jalla mentioned likewise, رُحَمَاءُ بَيْنَهُمْ They were merciful to one another. Not harsh with one another, trying to bring down one another. أَعُوذُ بِاللَّهِ هَذَا مِنَ الشَّيْطَانِ وَمِنَ النَّفْسَ الْمَرِيضَةِ That's from the devil and from the evil soul. رُحَمَاءُ بَيْنَهُمْ Merciful to one another. Wanting good for one another. That's why they were the best of people. Naam. And there are many other benefits, inshallah. When we talk about the companions, I'll mention to you a beautiful story that occurred with one of the scholars of the past, Umar ibn Habib, when he was present in a sitting and somebody spoke ill of the companions, inshallah, I'll leave it till then. ففي هذه الآية, the Shaykh, he said, الكريمة بيّن الله صفات محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم رسول الله وأصحابه. In this verse, Allah Azza wa Jalla, he clarified the attributes and the qualities of Muhammad, the Messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم, and the qualities of his companions, and their worship, and their allegiance for the sake of Allah. And this was the example in the Torah. And likewise, وَبَيَّنَا مَثَلَهُمْ He clarified, Allah Azza wa Jal, the beautiful and excellent example in the Injil. The unity, the oneness of their ranks, how they aided one another. وَمَا عَذَلِكَ كَفَرَ بِهِ وَبِرِسَالَتِيَ الْيَهُودُ وَالنَّصَارَى عَنْ عَمَدٍ وَحَسَدٍ وَعِنَادٍ And even in light of all of this, you still find the Yahud and the Nasara, they disbelieved in Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and his message deliberately and out of hasad, jealousy, and out of stubborn rejection of the truth. وَقَالَ تَعَالَى And Allah Azza wa Jalla, He said, سُبْحَانَهُ وَتَعَالَى وَرَحْمَتِي وَسِعَتْ كُلَّ شَيْءٍ My mercy embraces and encompasses everything. فَسَأَكْتُبُهَا لِلَّذِينَ يَتَّقُونَ وَيُؤْتُونَ الزَّكَاةَ وَالَّذِينَ هُمْ بِآيَاتِنَا يُؤْمِنُونَ My mercy encompasses everything. I shall ordain it for those who are pious and give zakat and those who believe in our ayat. الَّذِينَ يَتَّبِعُونَ الرَّسُولَ النَّبِيَ الْأُمِّيَ الَّذِي يَجِدُونَهُ مَكْتُوبًا عِنْدَهُمْ فِي التَّوْرَاةِ Those who they follow the messenger who cannot read nor write, whom they found written with them, mentioned in the Torah, which is with them. والإنجيل يأمرهم بالمعروف وينهاهم عن المنكر ويحل لهم الطيبات ويحرم عليهم الخبائث ويضع عنهم إسرهم والأغلال التي كانت عليهم فالذين آمنوا به وعزروه ونصروه واتبعوا النور الذي أنزل معه أولئك هم المفلحون And those who follow, so look, Allah Azza wa Jalla said, My mercy encompasses all things. I shall write it and ordain it for those who are pious. Give zakat. Those who believe in our ayah, those who follow the messenger, who cannot read nor write, whom they find written with them and mentioned in the Torah and the Injil, he commands with good and forbids the evil, and he makes lawful for them pure and beneficial things, and forbids harmful, repugnant things. And he releases them from their heavy burdens and from the fetters that were upon them. So those who believe in him, honor him, help him, and follow the light, the Quran, which is being sent down to him, it is they who are truly the successful. Now, brothers and sisters, again, in those ayat, there are many benefits from them. فَذَكَرَ اللَّهُ صِفَاتِ هَذَا الرَّسُولِ الْكَرِيمِ From them, Allah Azza wa Jalla, He mentions the attributes and the qualities of this noble messenger. وَأَنَّهُمْ يَجِدُونَهُ مَكْتُوبًا عِنْدَهُمْ فِي التَّوْرَاةِ وَالْإِنْجِيلِ And they find Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned in the Torah and the Injil. وَأَنَّهُ يَأْمُرْهُمْ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ وَيَنْهَاهُمْ عَنِ الْمُنْكَرِ وَيُحِلُّ لَهُمُ الطَّيِّبَاتِ وَيُحَرِّمُ عَلَيْهِمُ الْخَبَائِثَ ويضع عنهم إسرهم والأغلال التي كانت عليهم. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam he enjoins the good and forbids the evil, makes permissible for them lawful pure things, and forbids for them evil, harmful things, and he removes from them the burdens that were upon them and the fetters that once shackled them. نعم. However, وكفرهم بهذا الرسول كفر بجميع الأنبياء. The Sheikh he finished by saying again, reiterating. That disbelieving in this messenger is considered to be disbelief in all of the messengers, all of the prophets, and all of their messages. So disbelief in Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, the messenger of Allah, is disbelief in all of the prophets and disbelief in their messages. والذي يدرس التوراة والإنجيل يجد فيهما صفات هذا الرسول الكريم وأصحابه. The one who studies the Torah, and the Injil. He will find the attributes of the noble prophet and his companions mentioned therein. وإلا الحمد لله, there are many examples. And the scholars they've written, I think Sheikh Taqiyuddin al-Hilali, the ulama, they have books with regards to this matter, where they highlight, for example, where the prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam was mentioned. And from them is, from the ulama, is Taqiyuddin al-Hilali. And Sheikh al-Islam ibn Taymiyyah, for those who can read Arabic, an excellent book to have in your library, which is volumes. It's not just one volume. Shaykh al-Islam ibn Taymiyyah has al-jawab al-sahih liman baddala deen al-masih. The correct answer to those who have distorted and changed the religion of Isa alayhi salatu wasalam. And alhamdulillah, no doubt it's beneficial, ikhwan. We're living amongst Christians. We're living in a Christian country. America is a Christian country. So it's beneficial to know, alhamdulillah, some of these responses, alhamdulillah, to give da'wah when we come into contact with non-Muslims who are Christians. I'm not telling you, no, don't go to the extreme where you want to become a scholar and debating Christians and you're ignorant about Islam. No, that's a khata. يعني أنك تجهل أصول الإسلام, that you're ignorant of the foundations of Islam, and you think that now all of a sudden you're going to be debating with Christians. That's a mistake. No. Become firm in your knowledge of Quran and Sunnah with the understanding of the Salaf of the Ummah, and Alhamdulillah, likewise, know how to respond to their doubts and how to give them dawah. And you find scholars, like I said, Ibn al-Qayyim, he has a book with regards to dawah to the non-Muslims from the people of the book. Now, clarifying their confusion. Shaykh al-Islam has a book, Al-Jawab al-Sahih. From this time, Taqiyuddin al-Hilali. Shaykh Rabi, I think he has commentary upon that book, if I'm not mistaken. In Lam Akun Mukhti'an. So there are many books out there. But these individuals, we see they were ulama, they were scholars. They were scholars in Islam, and alhamdulillah, they took their ilm and they gave dawah to the non-Muslims, to the Christians and other than them. Not like, Ghafar Allahu lahu, may Allah forgive him and have mercy upon him, Ahmed Didat, Ghafar Allahu lahu. Ahmed Didat made many mistakes, made many akhta, even in aqidah, many dangerous mistakes. Why? Because he specialized in that area, comparative religions. However, he was not firmly grounded in the usul, the foundations of Islam. That's a mistake. If you're firm, alhamdulillah, in the foundations of Islam, and then alhamdulillah, you go on to clarify the mistakes of the other religions and give them da'wah based upon ilm, biha wa ni'mat. But to do it based upon ignorance is dangerous. Naam. And that's a problem in our time, because what an approach to become famous is what? Memorize some verses from, you know, the Bible, and then also, you know, memorize the responses, and then claim that, you know, you're a scholar and you're giving da'wah, like Yusuf Estes, hadahullah, may Allah Azza wa Jalla guide and rectify his affairs, and all of our affairs. Now, khalas, we'll stop there. Any questions, ikhwan? Naam. And we'll stop there. Wa subhanaka wa bihamdika, ashhadu an la ilaha illa ant, astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk.